Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St Francis Hospice.
We have in the studio Rausa and Gillian of You and I Care. Hello.
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 Lausa, if I can start off with you first. Do you want to introduce yourself, Lausa?
Yes, I'm Lausa Biraji. I manage and run You and I Care, a home care provider, and You and I Care that was established in 2016. We are celebrating 7 years this year and so proud of the achievement.
So, hi, I'm Jill, and I'm the care administrator at You and I Care. So, I'm based in the office, but often out and about looking after our ups and downs and bits and bobs that we need to for our service users and our girls.
Well, you're award-winning home care services in Brentwood and other neighbouring areas as well, but you're registered with and is expected by and rated good by the Care Quality Commission, the CQC. Now, that's a really important kite as well, but you're proud of that, aren't you, Lausa?
Yes, we are very proud of that. When we set out, we dreamt of an outstanding service. As a carer, I had a few issues and concerns that I thought that we could do better, and that's what we've done for the last 7 years, is working on improvement and what we can do better to provide care that is compatible to you and I's failing bodies at one point in our lives, and that's what we continue to do. So we hope that we can carry on our vision and not only achieve good but outstanding.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, there's one thing that I read on the website, and it's actually a quote from you, which I really like. You said, I remember from my early days at work when I was asked by an elderly lady how it felt to be old, and this was the answer in her own words: having a young mind with a frailing body. Now, for you to understand that as a carer and now take that forward and to build this business, it is huge, right?
Yes.
And you instill that in all your carers and everybody that works with
yes,
you.
Yes, right? This is a vision that we all hold at You and I Care, and I think it's very important to... There is care. At first, I used to think care is caring. When I initially started from, as I first came here as a student, I'd never done care professionally. Coming from an African culture, we sort of care for seniors, or if it's your grandmother or grandfather, you stay with them. So it's from a supportive perspective, but not caring professionally. So joining as a carer when as a student was a greater insight on differentiating the two. But however, caring is a service. So there is care that is caring, and there is care.
Yeah.
So I've learned over the years to differentiate the two. Care is not always caring. It could be care, but not as caring as we'd want it to be. At You and I Care, we aim to make sure that the care we provide is compatible with everyone that we support. Every service user that we support is unique and an individual, and it's very important for us to continuously understand the particular individuals that we support and align their needs with what we provide. It means that if care is not compatible, it's not care. It must be compatible to... We are just an extension to everyone that we look after. It means that we are trying, or we aim to achieve what they were or are capable of achieving. So we are that extra support for people to continue achieving and dreaming and living. Yeah. It doesn't mean... People actually think that when you get old, you stop living.
Yeah.
Or when you need care, life stops. It doesn't.
That's right.
We just come in when you need that extra support to continue living.
Well, yeah, because there's a wide range of services as well that you provide, from dementia care, personal care, respite, palliative care, carer companion as well, that keeps your loved ones socially engaged at home. Yeah. Now, that's something I wish... I've got an elderly aunt in East London, and I wish there was a service that I could trust to provide. So if somebody's listening in, I mean, I know what it's like. You know, I've had to find care for two of my aunts, and I ended up looking after my mum. So, you know, that's what women do. do, right? We end up having to do that. Right, Gillian? I can see you nodding.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we have to do. So I just feel that it's a case of finding the right service. And it's really difficult because any website can look lovely, right? Yes. But what would you say to anyone that came along to you for you to make someone feel secure that, like for me, example, if I was, when I looked after mum, I never took any time off for myself because I felt like I couldn't trust anybody to come in. Mm-hmm. So if I was to come to you and say, Lausa, you know, I need someone to look after mum, but you understand, I need to trust you. What would you say to make somebody trust you?
Usually my first statement is to any senior, if they came through to us, so it's a daughter or son, it's a very challenging period of where most people are in a dilemma, yeah. If I would use that word, is trying to understand that someone needs support, but then how does that support come along? How do I explain to mom that actually the care is not taking away her independence, but it's going to assist or support her sustain her independence? It's a strange conversation. And more so when, say, for example, you're dealing with your aunt. She's always been the aunt to you. That's She's right. always the person who looked after you. Mm-hmm. So how then does she come to accepting that she needs your help? Because she's the aunt. She's the everything. She's cooked, she's baked, she's been there when you needed her. And then the acceptance of saying, you know, aunt, you need some help. It's how you put that conversation right. So it's very important, just, you know, have a conversation. It's not taking away everything. It's being there when you need us. It's being there when you need more. For example, if you need to go out, we can drop you out. If you need to make appointments, we'll make appointments. So it's something that starts slowly. Yeah. So it's an initial introduction of yourselves. And once you build that trust, as I always say, telling the difference between love and caring doesn't take very long. You'll always know if that is correct for yourself. So what I always tell Ginian, all we need at You and I Care is an opportunity to be chosen to make that difference.
That's right.
So once we are in, we know that we can actually make that difference. So it's the conversation, the introduction of what is care. It's not actually what you think. So, because many people, there is a stigma attached to when you need care. Many people actually think it's changing the pad.
Yeah.
It's using the toilet. But we all go to the toilet. We all somehow have that side of things in a different way, but we all do. So it's trying to explain that care is not actually what you think or many people have made you feel that it is the case. I can give an example. Care could look from an example of coming in the house with your partner, husband or wife. We make you a cup of tea in bed. We can give you medication as you're in bed. We can watch a bit of TV in the living room until you call us out, support you and make sure that you choose your right clothes. If you're wheelchair bound, you can wheel to your wardrobe to choose the clothes that you want to choose. Assists with all those things, a day's phone calls, I need to follow up with my GP. It can be a bit daunting when your hearing, for example, is going. Look at how the world is going digital. Some things are getting complex when you're not in a good place. Oh. So assisting you with phone calls, following up with appointments, GP, prescription. Yeah. You need to pick up a card for your friend for their birthday. Brilliant. We can also run all those errands. Christmas is coming along if it was. Do all your friends' birthday cards. So care is not what actually people think. Because when you tell someone that they receive care, what runs people's minds is supporting someone to the toilet. That's as strange as it sounds, that's what many people think. And there is also a stigma of where people think you must be senior or old to need care.
It's not
all of
us
could need care at any point in our lives. Mm. And I think it's, as we go along, it's a conversation we're encouraging for us to talk about care and needing care and openly saying I need support, because we might all need it from time to time. Not specifically for care, other things, mental health. Health support, if you're struggling psychologically. There is support that is needed in different ways.
There's so many. And just hearing how passionate you are, and I wish people could actually see you speaking about it, because you can tell when somebody's just looked at a paragraph or something and they're following the same thing all the time to make themselves look brilliant. That's coming from the heart. That's coming from a lot of experience as well, that I can see that. And you must see that, Gillian, as well, from working with Lausa as well, sort of like.
Definitely, on a daily basis.
We
talk about the smallest to the biggest of things, and we get to the bottom of it and try and turn it around straight away.
So, look, if anybody is listening in and they think, oh, I'd actually like to work for you, you sound decent, can they find you on the website or something like that?
Yeah, we're on all social media handles because we've been out on a campaign to try and change the face of caring.
Yeah.
And try and encourage young people, anyone out there, and show them how interesting it can be in a carer's life. Mm. And most especially young people. We've also noticed that we are continuously facing a challenge of where young people don't join the industry, as many young people are not actually aware that caring is a career, like any other career. You can start from caring and be a field supervisor, be a care coordinator, be a registered manager. And I usually give an example of myself. I start from being a carer and now I run my own business. So clearly, there is more to caring that young people need to understand, or we need to communicate more and encourage young people. I also know that there is international recruitment at the moment. Yes, that is, you know, relieved under pressures, but what is going to be a problem in due course, we must also encourage national carers to join the industry. For person-centered care, we need to be able to provide person-centered care to someone, you must understand every facet of their lives. You must understand their culture, their beliefs, their values, their accent and how they speak. And being able to provide good care is having a balanced team. That's very important. As much as we can recruit internationally, we also need national staff to rub on the international staff and induct them in a culture that is appreciated somehow by the people we support. So if all our staff are international, we are bound to have problems. It means that we might not meet value and culture expectations. So as much as the international recruitment is relieving the pressure, we cannot relax on trying to encourage national recruitment as national carers are actually needed to be able to induct the nationals into what is expected of an English culture, because that's very important.
There's so many, many things that we can discuss literally for hours. But I ask you to open up more of the centres that you run, Lausa, because, I surely do wish that my aunt lived anywhere close to me. Then I could, I would definitely be using your services. And you can have a look at youandicare.co.uk. So youandicare.co.uk, and look up Brentwood as well, because there's other business as well. But listen, thanks. I can't thank you enough, both of you, for coming in. I could talk to you for hours. You'll have to come back again. Gillian, I'll have to hear from you as well at some point as well. But you've got a request. Then we can finish off with a request from Gillian. Come on, what have we got?
I've got Stuck in the Middle with You.
Yep, and it's by
Steelerswell.
Brilliant, thanks. Listen, Gillian and Lausa, thank you so much for coming
in.
Really
thank
appreciate
you for
your
having
time.
Us.